important to you. Use as directed.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes,
to the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
LSU comes to Clemson and takes the victory. South Carolina pulls away from Virginia Tech. Florida State upsets Alabama, and Bill Belichick loses in his college opener. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Louder, sports performance psychologist, 725 this morning. A moment with Milt. At 805, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Going to review South Carolina's win against Virginia Tech. A lot to get into today. This is our Monday and Tuesday show. In that, wrapped into one, in that we'll see off yesterday. So take a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of texts getting in, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you about what you saw over the weekend. Obviously, for Clemson fans, it's not the best. After the Tigers lose 17-10 to LSU in an amazing atmosphere Saturday night in Death Valley. I have a bunch of thoughts. I will tell you this, there will be very few of you that will be any more negative than me on this. I am distraught about what I saw Saturday night. And I will tell you right off the bat that it's one game, and it's the opening game, and the seasons are long, and everything is still ahead of this team. Every goal they have is still ahead of this team. Except for going undefeated, it's probably not a goal. With that said, there's a lot of disturbing things I saw Saturday night. And I'll get into it as the show goes on. We're getting to South Carolina's win against Virginia Tech. All of the ACC stuff, including Florida State and Alabama. All of the SEC stuff and the national stuff. We'll get all into that. The guy that will guide us through this Tuesday show is normally here on Monday, but we took Labor Day off, as the station did. Mr. Will Clinton. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing relatively good.
Okay, good.
I'll phrase it
good.
That way.
Oh, good. Your weekend, besides the game itself?
Outside of the result, really a fantastic weekend. Having that extra day goes a long way. Had a lot of people in town. Got to see a lot of people coming through. Really just the people that these football games bring in town is the highlight.
Yeah.
outside of that, it's been hard to shake what happened on Saturday night.
Yeah. You want me to get to it now? What are you going to segment to?
Let's get into it now.
Okay.
Let's get into it now, and we can continue it.
There were positives. You had to look to find them. But the fact is that Tom Allen's defense did play better. It looked better. They tackled better. The other positive is that you face a team, I don't think you'll see a better football team on the regular season schedule. I was thoroughly impressed with LSU. I was impressed with both coordinators and their game plans. I was impressed with Caden Durham, which we saw last year as a freshman. Very impressed with Nussmeier and his poise. Very impressed with Anderson and Johnson and Brown and Tre'Jez Green and Hilton. Those guys. Hilton didn't do anything, but very, very impressed with those guys. Defensively, extremely impressed by the game plan that Baker had, by the pressure, what Weeks and how good Pickett looked and how good Harold Perkins looked. Very impressed by the scheme on defense. Give LSU a lot of credit. With that said, very impressed with Jack Smith. Clemson punter. 3 punts and 44 yards per punt. The one thing, the single biggest concern he had the whole offseason, he was one that looked good. But I'll tell you on offense, I'll tell you really across the board, I can't name a guy that the counterpart from LSU didn't outplay. Offensively, the idea you get 20 carries for 31 yards, one running back carry in the second half, not commit to the run, don't understand it. I've said that for years. If I'm a defensive coordinator, the first thing I'm going to do is shut down the run and make you one-dimensional. If I'm an offensive coordinator, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to commit to the run, and we're not going to stop the run by stopping ourselves from running the football. Don't understand it. Have no clue what the game plan was by not running the football. The game was close the entire game, and Garrett Riley called it like they were down 28-3. Don't understand it. Offensive line, we heard all about it all fall camp, all summer. It's going to be an offensive line strength of the team. Didn't see that Saturday night. Heard about a Heisman Trophy quarterback. What I saw was panic. Run game, non-existent. Heard about All-American wide receivers and the best wide receiver you being back. Saw a bunch of drops. Didn't see anything on offense that had any kind of positive one cell of the offensive performance that see anything positive from that. And on the big picture, 4 out of 5 openers now. You know, it's hard as a fan base to get fired up about football, and then 4 out of the last 5 years you lose. And really, to be honest with you, you didn't look good in the one game you won at Georgia Tech in the Dome. You look good there. So 5 straight openers where you come away disappointed how you looked. So then you got to ask yourself, what are you doing in the spring and the summer that in the fall camp that you're not prepared for the opening game? Despite the place being rocking and the atmosphere, Clemson's lost 3 of the last 4 at home. The only team you beat at home was the Citadel. You lost 3 straight games to FBS opponents at home. 2 straight home games in which you give up 17 points and you lose. So, you know, there's some questioning Dabo Swinney at this point in time, and rightfully so. There's a lot of questioning Garrett Riley. And I want to know the last time that going into a big game, maybe Texas, because Texas had a top 5 defense last year. But how often does Garrett Riley's offense in big games show up and play well? I think that's a very fair question. The other part of it is moving forward. Now, they'll improve. It's a long season. Everything's ahead of them. But they better improve. Because I got to tell you, Georgia Tech is a threat now. Syracuse is a threat now. Florida State's a threat now. SMU, Duke, Louisville, South Carolina, those are all on the table. You play like you played Saturday night, and every one of those games is on the table. And I know he wants to be positive, and I get that he has to be positive. He's talking to families. If he came out, if Dabo was negative and ripped players, then the first thing that Shane Beamer does, he calls every Clemson commit and goes, hey, man, you going to play for coaches just ripping you if you play bad? So he can't do that. But his idea that what he said Saturday night was, and I don't get upset what he says after games. I get upset what happens on the field, not what he says. But this was a heavyweight fight. Didn't like a heavyweight fight to me, like a heavyweight versus middleweight. This offense was absolutely pathetic. The game plan, the execution, at every level. Offensive line, tight end, wide receiver, running back, quarterback. Coaching, adjustments. I didn't see one positive from the offense Saturday night. Any retort?
On the offensive side of the ball, I mean, outside of maybe single plays by, I mean, Olsen, Pat Henry, maybe?
Yeah. Bettencourt had a good
Christian
catch.
Christian Bettencourt?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not, two targets apiece for those, two catches. The negatives by far outweigh the positives. There's no way to get around it. And, I mean, going back and watching some of the tape, it's...
Oh, I'm not watching the tape.
It's bad.
I'm not watching the tape.
It's bad.
Yeah. I can't do
not,
that.
Not hitting wide open receivers, not being able to identify the blitz. Like you said, if you compare Clemson's unit of any unit to LSU, outperformed.
Yep.
100%. It's a miracle that we lost this game by 7 points.
100%. Had no business being in it.
Correct.
And 13 first downs, 2 rushing first downs, 31 yards rushing, 1.6 yards per carry, only 20 carries in the game. 19 of 38 through the air, having to throw the ball away time and time and time again, not stepping out of the pocket. Well, there wasn't a pocket. There's a pass rush in there too. Having to flush out every single play. 261 yards of offense. I could go on. Third down conversions, 3 of 13 in third downs. Time possession, 37 minutes to 22 minutes. That doesn't look like heavyweight fight to me. Looks like heavyweight versus middleweight. So, discouraging. Again, to be fair, everything's ahead of them. You start playing better, you develop. But that's a trend. I don't care about the SEC stuff. Everybody says the SEC stuff. Well, all four of the games they've lost in a row are against ranked SEC teams. I think it's like 3 of the 4 top 10. All 4 top 15. You know, let's play Kentucky. Let's play Mississippi State. And let's play Arkansas. Vanderbilt, we'll take the chances there if you want to talk about SEC. But, you know, the ranked teams, the big games, that's an issue. And this is where now the Louisville loss, you go back to it, and you know what? There's some trends in there. South Carolina loss, you go back to it, there's some trends in there. Home losses? What do we say? Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence lost one home game in which they started and finished in their careers? Now you've lost three straight home games against FBS opponents? And the crowd was incredible. Amazing. But the results don't match what the crowd was. Look at defensively, I thought Hannafin and Sammy Brown, Woodaz, and AJ Terrell, for the most part, Stephion Green. I thought it was a lot of good play. Ricardo Jones, there was a good play in there. What's crazy was they were worried about safety more than any other position on defense, and safety played well. Worried about punter. Punter played well. Thought the wide receivers would be great. Didn't play well. Quarterback would be great. Didn't play well. Offensive line would be great. Didn't play well.
There you go.
And again, give LSU a lot of credit. That was a good football team. And I expect good things from LSU as the season goes on. Don't know what Brian Kelly was thinking about going for it with 9 seconds to go in the first half. Game should have been, you know, much not over, but over sooner as a result of that. But again, if you're looking for positives coming out of Saturday on today's show, you just keep looking. Ain't good. Ain't good. Let's take a break. We'll come back And when we do segment two, what are we going to do? Talk some more Clemson, talk some more college football. What do you want to do over there?
We've got callers already. We'll get into some of that. We're going to continue this
All right.
admission of,
All right.
of a football team.
All right, let's do it. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Snyder Tree. Saw the Snyder Tree ad at the game on Saturday. Love what Eric Snyder and his team people are doing. You need tree care. You need it done. You need it done right. Get Snyder Tree. Snyder Tree wants to help you out. Snyder Tree is amazing. These certified team of certified arborists with all that experience, knowing everything about your shrubs, everything about your trees, putting a plan together, taking a catalog of it, making sure it's right. You'll love our great friends at Snyder Tree and Snyder Tree Care. 833-4MY-TREE, SnyderTree.com. Short break. We'll come back. Open phone line segment two when you return right after this.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at TigertownGraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
It's bow time. The Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles for a limited time. We know you missed it, because when you take a tender pork chop and sandwich it on a made-from-scratch biscuit, it's not a flavor you want to say goodbye to. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options for you? No worries. That's where Greer Flooring Center consultants can help. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, and engineered wood flooring and answer your questions to customize the perfect space. Remember, you'll always find knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Now, our new state-of-the-art showroom is at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleep wants to make sure you sleep a little better and to make sure everything's good right for you when you're trying to restore that body and reinvigorate yourself. Do it with Engineer Sleep. The ES Duo mattress is the best mattress in the world. I don't think I'm explaining this well enough. The mattress is it's a big, huge, it's like two different sections. And the top section is one that's going to last you 7, 8, 10 years. Bottom one lasts you a lifetime, basically. And so you just replace the top up there, and that right, you know, make sure it works right. And it's like a Velcro system on top, and you can't move it side to side. You have to pick it up vertically. That works. That's amazing technology. And the bed, the comfort of bed, is the most comfortable bed I've ever seen. And it's the top bed I've ever made in the world right now. And it's thousands less than what you're seeing with other, you know, top-end manufacturers. Today mattress is the very best mattress in the world, and $500. You're going to love our great friends, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. 100-night sleep trial, 10% off WCCP listeners, free local delivery. No reason not to go. It's our great friends, Engineer Sleep, double negative in there. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. 333 North Pleasantburg Drive, the good folks at Engineer Sleep. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
Just a brief remark, and then we'll start taking some phone calls here.
All right.
My thought moving forward, next week, this weekend, Saturday at 3:30, Troy, don't even try to throw the ball. That is not our issue. We can figure that out eventually. What we need to do is just run the ball 85 times, figure it out, get everybody some reps, get those second string O-linemen in there, see what we can't put together. Because if we can't establish the run, it doesn't matter what Cade's doing, what the wide receivers are doing.
100%.
You know, give Antonio Williams a rest, strain hamstring,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, hamstring, yeah.
Give him a week off. Run the ball.
Randall, 5 carries. There's a moment, 3 carries. Adams, 1 carry. 9 carries from tailbacks in the game. Like, I don't quite understand how you can win a football game running it 9 times with your running backs. Makes no sense. 20 carries altogether for 31 yards. And people say, well, Mike, you can't run it. Well, yeah, but you still got to show it. You got to slow the pass rush down. You have to commit to the run. And Dabo said this. I'm a little surprised Dabo has mentioned as much as he's mentioned about the run game and not committing to it. But, like, did you not see that during the game itself? I think I'm right. I read this. I don't know if it's right or not. It's on the internet, so it has to be right. Adam Randall got the first carry of the second half, and the tailback didn't carry the rest of the game?
Correct. Yeah.
How do you play a half of football with one rush from a running back?
The only other rushes were by quarterback, or I believe that was Tyler Brown.
Wide receiver Tyler Brown, TJ Moore. Anyway, that's... Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. Let's get a bunch of phone calls here in this segment. Then you have yielded segment two. I appreciate you doing that. Clark's in Greenwood. Clark, thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Doing all right?
I'm trying to figure out what day is it, Monday or Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. it is Monday and Tuesday, but officially Tuesday.
It's a short week, huh?
Yeah, I hope you had a good Labor Day.
Well, you big, long-time Clemson fan here, and, you know, I want to commend you on something early this morning, and I wish a lot of the guys would do it. I'm going to listen to the show all day long, and I appreciate you calling it like you see it.
Yeah.
Because these reporters that interview Dabo every weekend or, you know, during the season, nobody Saturday night when I watched his press conference, it seems like they're scared to death of him. Call him out, you know? I mean, like you said, the heavyweight fight. Everybody knows that's a bunch of crap, you know? Don't sugarcoat it. Call it like you said. You got whipped.
Well, now remember this. Remember this now, Clark. First of all, I don't care what any coach says after a game. I'm watching DeBoer struggle right now. I'm watching Sarkisian had a time yesterday, his press conference. DeBoer looked like an idiot at his press conference. But in the end, we aren't mad about what coaches say. We're mad about what we saw on the field Saturday night. And remember, Dabo's talking to parents. He's talking to his players. And if he came out and just ripped everybody, every football coach in the country would come to your commitments and go, hey, man, your football coach is ripping your players. You sure you want to go play for him? So he's got a balance in there. I will tell you this. Privately, and I was told this again yesterday, privately he is as upset as you've seen him and ripping everybody in practice all day long. But you got to play the public face of good guy, and these are young guys, and my moms and dads listen to me. But what somebody says, he can come out and sing zippity-doo-dah. It wouldn't make me feel any better about what I saw Saturday night. You know, Saturday night was a debacle.
At the root of everything, I mean, you know, you're thinking Cade Klubnik, that Texas game, you're thinking as a fan, okay, we kind of got this figured out now,
yep,
you know?
Yep, 100%.
And then all of a sudden, it's kaput right back to his freshman or sophomore year where he's scrambling. He looks like a deer in the headlights. Where is this coming from? Is it coming from the play calling that he's
– Well,
or, I mean,
to be
– Riley didn't have an answer.
Yeah, it was about – it's a combination of 1,000 things. Number one is – Joe Montana and Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, when you don't have a run game, they didn't like it. And when you pressured every single play, they didn't like it. That said, you got to step up sometimes. You got to make better reads, better throws. You got to see more open receivers. There were some opportunities. He didn't take advantage of it. And then when he did throw a good ball, I saw drops in a lot of places. So it is and to your point, Garrett Riley, it is time to start questioning. And if you watch
big
games – So to answer your question, everything on offense. That's what the issue was.
Yeah.
Every single factor of the offense.
I'm gonna leave it with this right here. I kind of feel sorry for Alexander Kidd on defense that didn't get to play hardly at all. Helped didn't play a lot. And Tristan Smith, where was he at? The one that showed out in the spring game. Just 6'4", 6'5", and go up and get the ball, you know. Take a chance on him at the last part of the game. And, I mean, anything's better than what happened. Yeah. Throwing it in the grass, you know. But anyway, love the show, guys.
Thank you,
Clark. Have a great day.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I don't, you know, Alexander playing or, you know, those guys play this week and they'll get better and this team gets better. And hopefully we'll see those guys be part of that. With that said, Alexander can't block. And Tristan Smith is not an offensive lineman, and I don't know. It's you want to start pointing fingers. There's a lot of different areas you can point at, and playing time might be one of them. You know, I heard someone say Gideon Davidson, when they put him in there, he played two plays, and the very first play he misses an assignment on a pass pro, and gets your quarterback killed back there. So you got to earn that playing time too. 6'4" Roar Deadhead Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm blessed, Mickey. How are you today?
I'm good. Are you at home today? Are you up in Michigan today?
We are in Michigan. We were down in the Clemson area
for,
2.5 weeks, right around move-in. We just got back up here about a week ago.
Perfect. I'll tell you, I don't know what the weather's like when you're here. It's 59 when I was here this morning. We're coming in this morning. So, catching up to you a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, beautiful. No, we missed that really, really hot spell. It was really nice while we were there.
Good.
But I'll say the weather was better than our offense was.
Woo! The weather's better in the North Pole right now than what that
looked
like.
I agree wholeheartedly with your opener today and pretty much everything you said so far. And I guess the only question, and I haven't gone back and done any real research on this, but I'm very tempted to at this point, is what did Garrett Riley actually bring at this point as the offensive coordinator? And I mean, this is a serious question because, you know, you hear, well, he was brought in to run the Clemson offense. So was he brought in just to make the play calls from a playbook that he didn't get to bring in?
No.
Because our offense has looked very similar with a lack of creativity, lack of multiple looks. It just looks flat when you compare it to any of the teams that we've lost to over the years. That's just been my takeaway, is that you look at the two offenses that are on the field, one of them looks not creative, looks flat, no motions, no pre-snap motions, no odd looks, no creative play calling. And then you look at the other team and you watch those things happen.
Yeah, I'd say this. When I watched a ton of football over the other days, and I saw all these guys disguising this coverage. You know, the one thing that doesn't care what kind of coverage you're in is when you run the ball. And so my biggest issue with Riley is that I'm not sure they commit to the run enough. They did in Columbia a few years ago and ended up winning the game. When shipping the guys, they just refused to throw it. They didn't trust Klubnik. And there were a couple times when they were DJ that they refused. To be fair to Garrett Riley, the personnel's not as good as what we saw previously before he got here. To help out with all that. But I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of not committing to a run, not having the personnel you used to have here. I was listening to a national talk show yesterday. He said, name all the guys on offense that are going to be drafted by Clemson this year. And we'll have to see. I don't know. And then, you know, the creativity part of it, it's a lot like pitching in baseball. Like when you're starting pitchers throwing strikes, the defense looks better. Everybody looks better. If you're walking guys, then it's like, oh man, we don't. You know, everything looks bad. I think if you ran the ball better, then some of that creativity gets, you know, a little creative through it all. I don't think it's a ton of X and O's. I do think it is a commitment to the run. You have better players, I mean, Belichick's a great example of it last night. When you have better players and the players execute, play calling looks a lot better. I don't have a problem with a lot of play calls, yeah, but I do have a problem with the overall scheme of committing to the run and calling a game in which it looked like you thought you were down 28-3. So that's something I don't get. But hey, to the point, I mean, you know, you score 14 against South Carolina, you score 10 against LSU. In big games, you've not performed all that well on offense. And I think Garrett Riley is definitely needs to be questioned. I think he's on the hot seat, and I think he should be at this point. He's got to prove an awful lot in the last 11 games this regular season.
Yeah, and I think when what you just said, a couple of things you just said actually bear out my general feel of our offense over the last, I mean, heck, since Kelly Bryant, honestly, is that our offense is still trying to run the plays with NFL players, expecting our individual players to beat the man they're lined up against.
Yeah.
But the problem is the talent isn't doing that, and they haven't adjusted to it.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they'll get it fixed, but this has been the same feeling I've had with our offense for, five, 6 years at this point, that you're watching games and you're just going, well, I don't feel like I'm going to be wowed today at any point by the play calling.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you for having that feeling, because there's a lot of people who don't have that feeling right now. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, on a positive note, defense, they had a couple bad angles, missed a couple tackles, but it was nice to see guys flying around out there on defense and having fun, and they look good.
I like the game plan. And against a really, really talented bunch of wide receivers, a good running back, LSU's offensive line held up, and Nussmeier's top shelf. Man, I picked LSU to go to the playoffs in the preseason show the other day, and there's nothing to discourage that what I saw last night. I mean, on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. But, and on an individual bright spot, it is good to see Ronan Hannifin out there playing
hard.
Again, he had a couple missed assignments, but it just looked like he enjoys playing ball.
Flying around, making some plays. Can build on that a little bit, for sure. Good stuff, man.
All right.
Appreciate the phone call.
Well, have a great day. We got, hopefully 12 more of them.
Hopefully. Hopefully it'll be the case. Thank you, Deadhead Tiger. Let me get Joe in D.C. final phone call of the segment. Hey, Joe, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, man?
Good, bud. Hope you had a good Labor Day.
Yeah, man. Once again, my coworker went to the game, went down south, and we seen the same stuff from the offense. We don't have NFL players.
Yeah.
We just don't have them, Mick.
Yeah. Well, when Antonio Williams goes out in the very first series, that kind of hurts you a little bit. And then the guys that you think are NFL players didn't play like NFL players Saturday night. And I don't know what it is about the opener, but it is a lack of execution early in the season that has hurt Clemson in four of the last 5 years.
I mean, if we can't run the ball, we're not going to win in that.
No. I'm talking about winning the ACC right now. Clemson looks like the third or fourth best team in the ACC, not third or fourth best team in the country right now.
Well, for me, man, I just go off the blueprint. And I go back to Danny Ford. I go back to Dabo. The years we won the chip, we ran the ball, and we threw the ball.
Yeah.
And if we're not able to run against the high-caliber teams, we will not win the championship. That's it. I mean, the offensive line too light in the butt. These guys, they athletic, but they can't move nobody. You got to be able to move people off their position in order for the running backs to have a chance, and we don't have no running backs.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I don't know if they have running backs or not because they had 9 carries at running back the entire game. That might be the greatest of the running backs in the country. I don't know. One guy carried it 5 times. One guy carried it 3 times. One guy carried it 1 time. I don't know if they got a running back room or not.
And the sad part about it, Mick, the game was winnable.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We actually had a chance to win the game.
Yeah, had a chance to steal
it. And we was one-dimensional, and Cade Klubnik, they should not talk about him in the Heisman no more.
Oh, no.
He's not a Heisman candidate. That's over with.
Yeah.
It's just bad, man. He's doing the same stuff. He's running around, throwing the ball away at the last second. I mean, I just don't understand what they're coaching up, man. I don't get it. Garrett Riley, what is he there for?
Yeah.
Go get Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott back, because that's the last time when they was told offensive coordinators that the offense was running. I don't get it.
Man, when I was hosting the show, those guys were getting criticized too, but they were winning football games and getting criticized and scoring a bunch of points and breaking records offensively. And I kept telling people, look, you can criticize if you want to, but they're breaking every offensive record you can break. And they go, well, they had good players. Well, yeah, so did Bear Bryant, you know, so did Bobby Bowden. You got to have better players. That's the biggest thing is you got to get better players. You got to recruit better and you get to get the portal and get better players. Give LSU a lot of credit. They spent a bunch of money in the portal. And it paid off because I don't know of a single position where Clemson looked like the better side in that game Saturday night. I thought LSU outplayed Clemson at every single position Saturday night.
I just don't – it's going to be a long season.
If you don't get better.
As far as I'm concerned, we're going to beat the mediocre teams, but when we run into the big dogs, we're not going to be able to compete, man.
Joe, I appreciate it, my friend. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Take care, sir.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate the phone call. I'd say Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Florida State, SMU, Duke, Louisville, South Carolina, all that's on the table. If you play like you played Saturday night, every one of those games are on the table right now. It's early. Who knows what those teams have? Who knows? But right now, those games are in play. Short break. More phone calls. More texts. You come back after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Facts and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with insurance for seniors and disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their source. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
Premier portable buildings and trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Had English crab cakes this weekend. Oh, man, they were so good. Also, I had the Ingles. They've got so much of that cream soda, the brands I've never heard of. All new brands. Had to have some cream soda this weekend. I love it. Stop by Ingles, making your way into Clemson this weekend for the Troy game and tailgating. Think about Ingles. Love the Ingles Advantage card. Love the Ingles saving. Love the gas and Starbucks over that way. And get in touch with the good friends over at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends over at Ingles. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'm asked about several players' performances in this. Some people about Peter Woods and T.J. Parker and their production. Wasn't a lot. Parker had three tackles, one pass breakup, no pressures, no sacks. Woods had five tackles, all assists. A lot of them were downfield. A half a tackle for loss. Asked about big players on offense. You know, spent a bunch of money in the offseason on NIL like everybody else did. But you got four players that are making over $1 million at Clemson. Antonio Williams got hurt in the first series and can't hold that against him. Cade Klubnik, Peter Woods, and T.J. Parker. A lot of high-paid offensive linemen. A lot of high-paid guys, a lot of different areas. As it was explained to me many years ago, Will, big hat, no cattle. Looks good. Looks big guy. Everything's great. Making a bunch of money. Everything. Big hat, no cattle. No production. And I don't, you know, football seasons are long. I expect Clemson to play better this Saturday. A lot of that to do with Troy. Again, I'm going to give LSU a lot of credit. They look good. But with that said, you better get better. And you better get better every single week. But that doesn't change what you think about now. And doesn't change what you think about how this season, really five straight years. They beat Georgia Tech in one of those 5 years in Atlanta. They didn't play good in that game. It's five straight openers in which you didn't play good. Two against Georgia, one against LSU, one against Georgia Tech, one against Duke. Duke beat the pants off of them up in Durham. Actually, that was the one of the ones that wasn't even close. That might have been the biggest margin. Well, no, Duke, last year Georgia, a little bit bigger margin. But that was Georgia. I think LSU will prove to be what Georgia might have been last year, playoff team. Doesn't fix it, that just how you look, right? You can argue it's a seven-point game. You can. But that was more than a seven-point game. That looked like 3-for-13 on third downs. That looked like 260 yards of offense. That looked like 30 yards of rushing is what it looked like to me.
It looked like we should have had less points. They should have had more.
Right, right. 654-ROAR. Seminole Ted, congratulations. If you heard us in the preseason, I kept saying, man, Bama's not Bama. I didn't know what you would have. I knew Gus would run the ball. But what a great win and maybe a kickstart for Florida State after 2-10 to come out and play like that. Who knows?
Well, I don't know what we're going to be, but I can tell you that was a great coaching job on both sides of the ball because you basically brought in two different schemes of defense and offense, and they all seem to mesh well. We've got room to grow. We made mistakes, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I got to give a shout out to Tommy Castellanos, man. He called his shot.
Called him out. He called him out.
And he stood tall and made it happen. And the defense was better than I thought they would be. I said 31-24, but, you know, that defense was smothering at times. They could not run the ball. They couldn't pass the ball. And Ty Simpson did better than I thought he would, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But
he competed.
You know, that is not the eighth-ranked team in the country.
No.
I didn't think it was to begin with. I don't think that we're a top-five team or where – I don't know where they put us when it's all said and done. If they even rank us, they should. What shouldn't happen is Alabama shouldn't even be in the top 25.
You watch what's going to happen today. You watch because Florida State was unranked and because Alabama was ranked eighth in the country. You watch. There will be people who will vote Alabama ahead of Florida State. And if anybody watched that game, which you outrushed from 230 yards to 87 yards, anybody watch that game, you need to have your AP vote revoked. But because they started out eighth and you started out unranked because of what they did last year. But I'll tell you this. Florida State now it's in play. Now Miami looks good, but Florida State you got that game. You go to Clemson, at Florida. The fact is, like you've got some big games now. Now you played yourself into position to where the Miami game because you're gonna take care. You got East Texas A&M and Kent State. I think you go up and take care of Virginia. Now be careful, but that Miami game is gonna be two top 10 teams maybe. and then you come to Clemson later, and then you go to Florida later. You played yourself where now you've got big games. Last year there was no big games after the Georgia Tech game. Now you set yourself up where you got some meaningful football coming up.
Hey, I'm excited. You know, like I said, I knew we were going to be able to score points. Man, I got to give Tony White a lot of credit because his defense was smothering, and they came together and gelled well. And even Jeff Cameron, who covers War Chant and has a radio show, did not expect us to win the game. He thought we'd be competitive, but did not expect us to win the game. And I'll end with this. We got a $50,000 fine for rushing the field. I think that they'll gladly pay fee because that was wonderful, Mickey. And nothing better than see Bama crying tears of reality.
Yeah, you needed it because last year you needed something to pick you up. You put up with a lot of garbage last year, and so now you got a little, you got hope again in Tallahassee. Good stuff, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. All have a good one.
All right. And on the other side of it, Bama, I kept telling you, Will Clanton, I kept telling you Bama is a shell of what they used to be. And now if you're Bama, after looking undisciplined, give Gus a lot of credit. Gus beats Bama again. All the misdirection, all the body parts going everywhere, the mobile quarterback running the football, moving the chains. If you're Bama, you'll beat Monroe. You'll beat Wisconsin at home. You got to go to Georgia. You'll beat Vanderbilt in a revenge game. You got to go to Missouri. Who knows on that one yet? You got to go Tennessee look better on Saturday. You got to go to South Carolina. You got LSU at home. Oklahoma looks a little better. We'll find out about them Saturday night. And then you got to go to Auburn. Those are eight games that are on the table for Bama. You split those and go 8-4. And Kalen DeBoer, man, I told you that. And here's the part. Simpson didn't play great, but Simpson wasn't the issue. Can't run the ball. And Ryan Williams, not a factor, 5 catches, 30 yards, and injured now. And we'll see. But that looks like a shell of what they used to be.
I will say, my prediction was 7-5 for Alabama.
Yeah.
That looking might be good. Too high.
Looking good for that prediction. Speaking of looking good, Tennessee-Duke, I watched your game on Saturday, and Tennessee looks like you won the Nico and Aguilar trade because you saw what Nico did, and then you saw what Aguilar did. You're a better football team with who you got at quarterback now, and I always thought there was a chance of that.
Mickey, it was a really good game. You talk about running the game. We ran for 246 yards, threw for 247 yards.
Yep.
Balance. Just like Heupel always does, he runs the ball first.
Yep.
And I think I told you last week, three-headed monster. We had three running backs just, piled it up. Start Thomas from Duke had like 90-something yards on 9 or 10 carries and caught a touchdown pass. It was a balanced attack, and that's kind of what I was expecting, and that's what happened. And Aguilar played good. He could have played a lot better. He missed several throws high, which has kind of been his forte, from my understanding. But it was a good opening game, and they played really well. We suffered a couple of injuries, and we'll see how we come out of that. But a couple of quick things on overall, you're exactly right. Teams that don't run the football can't win. Clemson didn't run the ball. And I'm looking at it from a different perspective probably because, not being a big fan like you guys are. But there's a couple of reasons the team doesn't run the ball. They saw probably all season long all preseason long that they don't have a way to run the ball. And you get to the game, you're not going to change that. They've seen that in practice. That's not something new. It didn't just pop up, this Saturday. Hey, we can hand the ball off sometime. They didn't hand it off because they know they can't.
Well, if that's the case, then you're going to go about 4-8 because
– Yeah, exactly. It's a little concerning for me for you guys. Carolina's game, it kind of ironic that Beamer Ball beats Virginia Tech, former dad, with Beamer Ball.
The punt return switched that whole thing around. That's a good football game until the punt return.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
And Texas, Arch, that's too much. First game, you know, just crazy. But great start. Love the show, Mick. Take
Thank
care, man.
Tennessee
guys, did. Have a great day.
Appreciate your phone call. In comparing the – I joke about the trade. Aguilar, 16 of 28 for 247, three touchdowns, no picks, and 45 points in a win. Nico, 11 of 22, 136 yards, one touchdown, one pick, and 10 points in a devastating loss.
Looked terrible UCLA.
Looked terrible doing it. I'm telling you, Tennessee won the trade. Aguilar's better than Nico. And Tennessee now has more hope with Aguilar than they would have been with Nico. Hey, PrimeLending.com. My real estate guy, Will Clinton, says you got to have three estimates. If one of them is Prime Lending, they take care of you. They'll do a terrific job for you. We love Prime Lending. Love PrimeLendingSC.com. Bottom line is that your bottom line's better. The rates are better, but the customer service is better. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Go with the experienced team. Go with the team's going to help you out. The customer service, you're going to love them. If they're one of your three, they'll separate themselves. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Short break, much more reaction. Got a bunch of text to get to. Hour number two, right after this. WCC.